Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Well, hey there, friends, and welcome to my favorite part of the afternoon, getting to spend time with you, prescribing hope for healthy families. Here we go. We are in 2025. We are just tipping over to the second half of 2025. Can you believe it that the new year has been upon us for 2 weeks already? I said yesterday, I saw a meme saying that somebody had tried the 14-day trial of 2025 and wanted their money back. But I hope that that is not the case for you. I hope that it is going well. And one thing that we are going to do here at the Dr. Nurse Mama Show to encourage you this year is to walk alongside you every week, providing 52 habits for healthy families. We are in week 3. We've talked about prayer, memorizing scripture. This week, we're talking about going to church, how important church is in the spiritual life of a believer. Every Friday on Ask Dr. Nurse Mama Friday, I will be talking about those habits, answering questions related to that. So listen in on Friday. And I will be talking about church. How do you get your kids in church? Should you make them go? Can you tell that it's safe? All of the questions about going to church I'll answer on Friday. If you've missed out on any of those healthy habits, just go to any podcast platform, go to AFR's app or AFR.net and look for the Dr. Nurse Mama coaching minutes, and you can catch up on all those habits. Just 1 minute coach and 1 minute habits. Yesterday, we talked with Chris Papalardo and Clayton Green, the authors of Building Spiritual Habits in the Home, and they talked about how we can make habit formation not only easy, but ridiculously easy. So if you're just now tuning in and just now joining us, it's not too late to join. Join us on this habit. We want you to look back in January of 2026 and think, man, the Lord has been faithful and I have grown in this year. And we're prescribing hope for healthy families every day here on this show. And today we have a very important prescription for hope for you. We're talking about choosing life. We're talking about the issue of life. Now, if you are a subscriber to the Stand magazine, you know, that is the magazine produced by American Family Association. You can subscribe to that in print, or you can get a digital version. And they even have the Stand Radio, which talks about some of those issues. And the January, February issue is dedicated to life. I have it right here on my desk. It is very informative and it's inspired by the ministry Hannah's Heart, which is a radio show you can hear every week. You can find on the AFR app, the website, podcast platforms that talks about all different kinds of families who are struggling with infertility, with the pregnancy loss, with just different issues that are difficult when we're trying to issues of family. And so I encourage you to listen to that. And today we've got a really special guest with us today. If you've been listening in all week, I've been talking about American Family Radio's partnership with Preborn, and we are trying to sponsor 4,500 ultrasounds this week for women going into a clinic who are seeking an abortion. We want them to be able to have an ultrasound. Your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound and gives that mom an opportunity to choose life for her baby. $140 provides 5 free ultrasounds, reaching 5 women, and maybe that could be you. And if you cannot sponsor financially, your prayers are so just the most valuable thing. If you would just stop and pray for moms who are making decisions to choose life, we would just so appreciate that. If you want to sponsor an ultrasound, we are trying so hard to get to our goal. Please call in now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or if you're really tech savvy, you can go to AFR.net and go and donate online. And I'll be giving that number out through the program. And today we're going to talk with the executive director of Preborn, Roxy Lamorges, and she is a nurse. And so this is going to be really fun for me to have a nurse-to-nurse conversation. She's highly accomplished. She manages a team of 75 passionate pro-life individuals under the president. She has a very extensive and rich background. She has done everything you can imagine. And she just finds so much joy in mentoring and coaching and helping ministries grow. And she is just more than all of this in her bio. This is one of the things I love the most. Roxy can be found sitting at the feet of her Heavenly Father as she understands that her life is worth nothing to her unless she uses it for finishing the work assigned to her by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. And I know that you are going to be so encouraged by her passion, her energy, and her vision to meet moms, to save babies and save souls. So Roxy, we're so glad to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us and the years of partnership that have allowed Preborn to just save lives and souls alongside everyone that's listening.
Well, Roxy, I love knowing everyone's story, and I'd love to know your story. What inspired you to pursue nursing, and how did that journey lead you to this pro-life organization, Preborn?
Yeah, my journey into nursing is kind of funny. It's not really like, you know, I didn't wake up wanting to become a nurse, but I understand now what the Word of God says, that, you know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord that directs your steps. It was from the encouragement of my mother, who's been a nurse for more than 30 years. She said, hey, I know you want to pursue medicine, but nursing is an amazing field. So I just kind of like did it. And I loved every moment of it. It wasn't what I thought it would be. And by background, I actually became an ER nurse. I'm a forensic nurse, and I did some management for a little bit. But in a season of just genuinely praying and fasting, walking through like a pruning season, long story short, the Lord told me to just quit my job and broke my heart over the issue of abortion. When I quit my job, I really didn't know where I was going. He just said, quit. So I sought counsel. I prayed some more. I fasted some more. And I just knew it was the call of God. So I left the nursing field, at least the professional nursing field, like healthcare, corporate, and followed the Lord. And through a series of divinely ordained events, he led me through the doors of Preborn. And I came here to volunteer, but that was 10 years ago. And here I am.
You know, I love hearing that. And I think there might be some people listening, Roxy, who hear you talk so naturally and so openly about your communication with the Lord that God told you. How did you get to a place in your faith where you hear the Lord's voice so clearly that it directs even you to just drop everything and go? How did you get to that point in your faith?
As much as I'd love to tell people it's easy, I think it's pain that gets us there. Oftentimes, we get to a point where the Lord really has to work in and through our lives to give us a full understanding that it's Him or nothing. And from out of the place of absolute surrender comes a deep place of intimacy. And then understanding that we are really all called for a purpose. Like, He wants this, right? In Ephesians, He said that we are created as His masterpiece, right? Created for good works in Christ Jesus so that we may walk in it. Understanding that God has great plans for our life. And you know what? It's worth trusting Him with everything.
It is. And you're right. It's so much easier said than done. It's so easy to follow the Lord when things are easy, but it is those moments of trial and tribulation and trauma that put us on our knees and just help us to walk with the Lord in a way that we haven't before. And He is so good to us and tells us in His word in John, in this world, we will have trouble, but we can take heart because He has overcome the world. And I know that He will tuck us under His feathers. That's another verse that I cling to a lot. And one of the things that you're doing, Roxy, is that you're extending that love and that grace and that message of hope and salvation through the work that you're doing. So share with us about Preborn. What is Preborn and what work is it doing?
Yeah. So as a ministry, I just want to share, right? We're asking everyone, we're inviting, not even asking, inviting everyone to help sponsor ultrasound scans for women that are looking for abortion. It's $28 for a free ultrasound, $140 for 5 scans. And if the Lord has blessed you, maybe a leadership gift to sponsor a day of life and provide 200 scans for one day for $5,000. Why are we doing all this? Preborn's mission is simple. Save lives. save souls. Our ministry scripture is Romans 1:16. We are simply unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation, right? The second is that we really are very focused on reaching a woman in crisis. And to marry those two things, it's really an amazing thing, because abortion is not just a reproductive health issue. Abortion is not a political issue. It is a sin issue. Therefore, the answer lies in the gospel. But as medical professionals, we have been given this wonderful gift to meet a woman where she is and really use our skills, our gifts, our talents, and our passion for God's work in a singular place that brings about life.
Well, you know, Roxy, I think about my own journey as a mom. I have four kids. I've also experienced pregnancy loss. I've had a lot of ultrasounds in my life. I've also been a nurse working in maternal child health space. I worked in a labor and delivery unit for a really long time in the newborn nursery. I have been present for hundreds and hundreds of ultrasounds, and I will tell you,
wow.
It is such a sacred moment for mothers and expectant fathers to see that life that is growing inside the womb. And for our listeners, I want to share with them that the fetal heart forms at 3 weeks gestation, and it begins to beat at about 5 weeks. By week six, we see brain and spinal cord development, along with early development of eyes and ears. Now, by week eight, we see evidence of sensory response to light, to speech, to music. That's why you'll even see reels where mothers are putting headphones and playing classical music to increase the IQ of their baby. And by week nine, all major organ systems are formed and growing. And we see expectant mothers even attesting to personality expression before they're born. I know I found that in my babies. I could tell you which one was pretty chill, which one was probably going to be pretty active. Like, I could tell that. And that ultrasound is such a special moment. And so to be able to sponsor that is really important. So if you want to do that, give one of those gifts that Roxy was saying, please call in now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net and you can be a part of that ultrasound story. Now, you may not know your contribution this side of heaven, but I am confident that one day we will see the fruits of that. And you may even meet mothers and babies whose stories that you were a part of. So are there any other specific services or programs that Preborn offers? And how does Preborn work to meet the challenges in communities faced by women in crisis pregnancies?
Yeah, so the most amazing thing is we have a network of partners and clinics that we actually work with and work through, right, so that we could meet the woman in need. And most of these clinics not only see the clients for free, they provide free ultrasound, they have extended services. I know that some clinics are even now providing free STD tests, free first trimester care. After a woman chooses life, we provide free diapers, free wipes, some trade school for the fathers. Like, there's just extensive work that is happening in the field that I don't believe a lot of people even talk about, right? But I want to share a story, because I think sometimes it's better when we see the work in action. I could remember there's this young lady who got pregnant. She got separated from her husband. She already had children, so now she's a single mother, and I believe she had four or five other kids when she came into the clinic, and she wanted this abortion. And she really didn't know what to do next, right? Because, you know, I mean, how am I going to feed all these children? And then now I have another child. Now, long story
short. Well, Roxy, hold on. I'm going to hold you right there. But long story short, we're going to tell you the rest of that story after this break. So don't go away, because you don't want to miss what happens. And in the meantime, we would love for you to call in and sponsor an ultrasound for just a cost of $28. Call in 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And if you're not able to financially contribute, certainly just take a moment to pray right now. now for a specific woman somewhere in the world facing a situation that she sees as maybe difficult, and you can pray for her in this moment. We'll be right back with Roxy Lamore. She's from Preborn. See you on the other side of this break. A recent study reports that the rapidly declining global birth rate will lead to a major population crisis if birth rates continue to decline. Their massive support for Planned Parenthood is all part of their plan. While we may feel hopeless in the constant attack on life, there's an amazing way to fight back. When they shout abortion, we shout life. Preborn is leading the way. Every day, their network rescues 200 babies. You see, when a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life doubles. The ultrasound is the secret weapon that joins a mother's heart to her child. Preborn provides ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. Can we join hands nationwide for life? One ultrasound is just $28, but any gift will help. $5,000 underwrites ultrasounds for the entire network for a day. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
It's so unusual, well, it's frightening. You see right through the mess inside me. And you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again. And I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go. No matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you.
Welcome back, friends. That song is Known by Taryn Wells, and it is saying what we're giving today, some hard truth and ridiculous grace. We're talking about some hard truths today. We're talking about choosing life. I'm speaking with Roxy Lamore. She's the executive director of Preborn. And we're also talking about ridiculous grace and thinking about that song that we are fully known and fully loved by God. And even babies in the womb are fully known and fully loved by God. Psalm 139 declares over us, For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. And for me as a nurse, I've dedicated my whole life to promoting optimal, holistic health for children and their families. I have taken care of babies, have loved babies pretty much my whole life growing up, the oldest of five, entering pediatric nursing when I was 18 years old, and working with kids and babies my whole life. My commitment to nurturing life is grounded in the belief that every human being is a unique creation of God, endowed with inherent dignity and value. And I am committed to protecting and cherishing life all the way from preconception care. I teach my nurse practitioner students that it's even important before that conception occurs, that the life of the mother is impacting the health of the baby to be and continuing throughout the entire lifespan. And for me as a healthcare professional who's a follower of Christ, I do feel called to protect life in all stages and to advocate for those who cannot speak for themselves. The beginning of life is a beautiful, deliberate act of creation by a loving God who values each soul from the moment of conception. And when we recognize that truth, we see every life has potential. And before the break, Roxy was telling us the story of the life of one mom who came into the clinic. And Roxy, I'm going to give it back to you to pick back up your story.
Thank you so much. And again, a continued invitation to everyone that wants to join this journey. We're going to talk about a story that's been transformed by an ultrasound. And I hope it blesses you. I hope you join us. Our desire is to have 4,500 scans through this week. and save like babies. If you want to provide moms with free ultrasound, $28 for one scan. You could do it monthly. You could do it one time, or $140 for five free ultrasounds. But just to show you why, you know, we want to invite you into this journey where I stopped earlier. So now we have this young lady. We put her in the ultrasound room and we provided the ultrasound. Well, guess what? She has twins. She doesn't have one baby. She has two babies in there. And all of a sudden, she started just crying after she heard the heartbeat, saw the babies, and she said, I was already struggling. I know that I wanted to have an abortion, but I can't have an abortion, especially knowing that I'm going to kill two of my babies. And that day, she not only chose life for her babies, she also gave her life to Christ. And since that day, she's been walking and has been closely tied to the ministry. In fact, I have pictures of the girls. When I started, they were already like four. I know them. They're about, how old am I now? Like 12. They're twins. We've helped them from the clinic. Preborn has helped them from when mom chose life to when they started going to school. We actually helped her stabilize, find a job. And just really have a stable life so that she could flourish. And that's just one of the stories where it's not really just a momentary choice, but it's about transformation. It's about discipleship. It's about truly loving women.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not too long ago, I was at an event in a pregnancy center in my community, and there was a nurse that I had actually taught in nursing school who worked at that clinic now and had a similar story, a mom coming in very desperate circumstances, had just immigrated to this country, felt a lot of financial pressures, felt a lot of pressure from her husband thinking, how are we going to provide for two babies? But seeing that ultrasound just and the services that were provided, helping her with clothes and with diapers and with social support and all kinds of wraparound support. It was so beautiful. And to see that little chubby-cheeked baby just come out with the mom on the stage and just smiling and laughing, and the mom smiling and laughing and so happy with her decision and so happy with her baby. Those kinds of moments are really indelible, and they really do stick with you. Just realizing you can give a mom resources to empower her to choose life. And that is really, really exciting. And you know, Roxy, for me as a nurse, I think about life all along the spectrum. And not too long ago, actually one of my favorite interviews, my most impactful interviews that I did all of last year, a story that has just resonated with me so deeply, was a man named Kevin Chandler. Now, he was born with a severely debilitating condition called spinal muscular atrophy. So if you're not familiar with that, it's very debilitating. He is in a wheelchair. He has very limited physical capacity. And you know, most people would look at him, honestly, Roxy, and they would feel pity. They would pity his limitations. But one of the first things that he did on my show was he wanted to thank his parents for choosing life for him, for choosing not to end his life before it was born. And he has just ministered to so many people. He had such a good group of friends. They made a backpack for him. They compared it to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's how they were inspired, actually. They thought, oh, we could carry Kevin on our back like that. And they carried him all across Europe. And now he's making backpacks for other kids with similar limitations. And so I think when we have a narrow view of what quality of life should look like, we start getting into some dangerous conversations. And if you want to sponsor an ultrasound, you can call in now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Just like Roxy said, $28 sponsors one ultrasound, and $140 is five. And maybe you are just really gifted financially, and you could sponsor $5,000, which would sponsor ultrasounds for the entire preborn network of clinics for one day. That would be absolutely amazing. But Roxy, I want to know, what are some of the biggest challenges that you face as a nurse at doing this advocacy work in today's cultural climate?
Yeah, I think I just want to share this because this is one fact that probably a lot of people that are not in the day-to-day won't know otherwise, right? So after the overturning of Roe, Dobbs set in, And would you believe this? 2024 now records the highest abortion in the past decade. Basically, we are now seeing a reverse trend where abortion is increasing instead of decreasing. And in fact, in 2024, the records show about 1.2 million abortions a year.
That is really sobering.
Really,
yeah, it is.
And 66% of that abortion is through the abortion pill. And as I'm going to speak as a clinical professional, as most hopefully I want to fire you up as a medical professional of why we need to own this issue, why we need to take part, why we need to engage, why we need to volunteer, to give our lives to this. Because reality is that we have like lost sight, I think, of what reproductive health is. There's nothing healthy. And abortion is not health care. It destroys women's bodies. It destroys their, you know, mentally, emotional state. I've seen, like, many women that are actually in clinics post-abortion because they never got treated, because the 66% of abortion that happens through the abortion pill can happen without any test. Can happen without any education. It happens without any screening. It happens without any like formal clinical survey from anybody. But we know that that's not safe, right? You take a medication that can stop a heartbeat. We need an ultrasound. We need to know that she is safe. She needs to know all her information, or she can order the pills from the black market. And that is the challenge right now. That is why, even though, you know, the landscape has changed, the mission has remained the same. This is why we continue to want to provide free ultrasound so that we could educate her. So as a medical professional, we know that an ultrasound is such an assessment tool. It gives us an opportunity to tell her how far along she is, to kind of really educate her, to talk about her health, to talk about the consequences of abortion. And we could do that for $28. We could provide one abortion seeking woman a free ultrasound, or $140 for five free ultrasound sessions. And like I said, if you want to sponsor a day of life, call 877-616-2396 or go to afr.net. That's 877-616-2396. I think as medical professionals, man, providing that free care for her, we know it matters.
Well, you're right in that it's such a rapidly evolving landscape, all of these issues surrounding reproductive health. I mean, it is an avalanche and it's hard to keep up with, but it is, I see it crashing into the lives of working healthcare professionals who encounter some of these issues in unexpected ways. And that can be a real challenge. And so it's really important for us to be informed and educated on the issue. So go to trusted sources that of information to make sure that you know what is happening and how fast the information is changing so that we can meet patients at their point of need and give them care. And I know, Roxy, that you and I have talked about this before, and that you have a heart for women who have experienced abortion. I know I have encountered that myself. I have sat with women who have never told a soul, and maybe I'm the only person that they've ever told, you know, outside of the people that were directly involved in that experience, if she's had an abortion, and women who carry secret pain, women who celebrate birthdays that never were, and they just walk around and hold on just a second. I think we've lost Roxy. We'll work on getting back with her. But one of the really important things to know that even women in faith communities, we think, oh, that's not anybody I know. But I can tell you that I have talked with so many women who carry that secret. And sometimes you unburden that to a nurse or another healthcare professional or another person that you think, oh, they're never going to tell anybody. And I'm just walking around with this. So it's important that we walk around with gentleness and sensitivity in what we say. And I'm just going to talk to my team. Just tell me when we get Roxy back. And for me, you know, looking at that, it is so important to nurture life across the lifespan, across all life stages. And to me, a pro-life perspective means supporting quality of life across all stages. And that includes healthcare access and mental health support and resources for parents and families who need. It means standing up for children who may be experiencing poverty or maybe those with chronic illness, or supporting the elderly with dignity. And as a nurse, for me, I've cared for people at all stages of life. And we want to meet their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs with compassion. So often we encounter patients who just have endured the unimaginable and circumstances that have brought them to a point where it's really, really difficult. And so, Roxy, I want to know from you how you carry that gentleness in your heart when you're ministering to people, and how we can help other people be aware that maybe somebody they know has experienced something like this and is carrying a burden that they haven't shared.
Yeah, I think it's important to know that abortion actually affects 1 out of 4 women. That's a lot.
So that is absolutely a lot.
Women in your life, how many of them has walked through it, right? Here's the thing. Freeborn's heart is to deliver this message with truth, with love, and compassion. Because we know that the blood of Jesus is able to forgive everyone. When I speak publicly, when I speak to a woman, it starts with that. This is why we're passionate about the gospel, because the gospel doesn't only apprehend this decision she's about to make. It's the very message that frees her from the shame and guilt of all that's happened, right? So that's why our goal as a ministry is to really put at the forefront the gospel of Jesus, the love of God, even through a very hard issue. Because the reality is, though we all may have not had abortions, all of us have fallen short. Our sins have different title, but they're all sins nonetheless. And I think so long as we remember that when I sit in front of a woman, whether she's thinking about abortion or she's had an abortion, it doesn't change the fact that the job is solely the same. I am to restore her to fellowship to the Father.
And how, you know, that's hard emotional work, Roxy. I mean, it's hard to meet women, again, who may just be experiencing unimaginable circumstances. Some of them have been victims of abuse themselves, of violence and other kinds of trauma. How do you take care of yourself? How do you balance the emotional demands of this work? Because I think there are a lot of people out there who do hard things every day in clinical, whether it's clinical or whether it's a teacher and you're carrying the emotional burdens of your students. I mean, there are all kinds of that. And I'd love to know when we come back about how you balance those emotional demands of that work with our personal and spiritual well-being. Where do we find hope when it seems like every story is such a story that seems hopeless? How do we find hope in the hopeless? Well, if you want to sponsor an ultrasound, you can call at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to afr.net. And if you're not able to donate, we just ask that you pray. Pray for women who are making decisions. And we'll be right back with more.
My father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Chains for your freedom, 'cause you were.
Welcome back, friends. That is my two favorite words together in the history of ever, but God. That song is Oh, But God by Davey Flowers. And in a world that just seems full of darkness, of despair, of chaos, of fear, of the unknown, it just seems like the world is spiraling out of control. And every time we open up our phones and start to doom scroll and see just bad news after bad news and tragedy after tragedy and abuse and violence and terror and all of those things, it's no wonder that we have a generation of kids who have a mental health crisis, who are facing skyrocketing rates of anxiety and depression. And we see in that issue a hot debate, a very heated debate over the meaning of life, over the value of life. And for me as a nurse across the lifespan, I have been there in moments where parents witness the first scene and heard heartbeats of a little baby that is just a whisper in the womb. And I've been there when families have stood at the bedside of people where their heartbeat stops and life on this side of heaven has ended. And life is so beautiful in all of those stages. We live in a broken world. And if you are listening today and you are impacted by the issue of abortion, we are talking about that today. I just want you to know that there is hope for you. We listen to the lyrics of that song, Oh, But God, rich in mercy, how he loved me too much to let me stay lost. God loves you too much to let you stay lost. He is pursuing you. He has hope for your life. There is hope for your story. And if you are carrying around that secret burden, I would encourage you to reach out and to start a healing journey, whatever that looks like for you, whether that's talking with your healthcare provider, whether that's seeking out counseling, whether that's joining a recovery group, whether that is sharing your burden with someone you trust who can walk with you on that healing journey. God loves to redeem, to restore, to renew, to make beauty from ashes. God loves to take lost things and find them. He loves to take broken things and restore them. He is a loving God with open arms who is waiting for you. And if you are thinking, you know, that's not my story, you can be a part of someone's restoration story. We are partnering, American Family Radio is partnering this week with Preborn Clinics to sponsor ultrasounds for women. As I've shared with you already, that is such a sacred moment to be in. I have experienced that moment myself as a mom. I've experienced that moment as a healthcare clinician, being present in the room when women are having ultrasounds and seeing the miracle of life. I'm telling you that an ultrasound, every time I see a prenatal ultrasound, I am a starstruck witness to the sanctity of that moment. Each heartbeat, each microscopic development is just evidence of a jaw-dropping miracle. And we're seeing advances in science that provide increasingly detailed insight into the marvelous complexities that occur even in the very beginning stages of human life. And we see, and again, this is just the state of the science, we know that pre-implantation genetic testing of embryos that can analyze and count the number of chromosomes, they can analyze the presence of genetic disorders and even reveal gender or sex starting at just 3 days post-fertilization. This is just absolutely incredible to think about that. But as we encounter families who have unplanned or unexpected pregnancies, they're in situations where they're wondering what the future looks like. Encountering stories like that over and over again can be really difficult. We're talking to Roxy Lamorges, the executive director of Preborn. She's a nurse and she's seen a lot of these stories. And so, Roxy, I want to know, how do you take care of yourself? How do you find hope when you encounter so many stories that seem so hopeless, and women who may feel hopeless? Where do you find hope in all of that?
At the risk of sounding so simple, cliched, it really is, at least for me personally, just loving Jesus and knowing how much he loves me. See, everything stems from that, right? Our ability to trust in the Lord and knowing we are never alone, and our ability to sit and received from the Lord. I'm going to leave you with two quotes. One is, ministry travels from a speed of relationship, which is first vertical. So everything that we have is no more than an overflow of who we are and what we have in Christ. We cannot give what we do not have. Second is that, rest is not a place we collapse into. It is a place where we launch all ministry out of. And I think most people we try to personalize things and serve in our own strength, but knowing that God really, at least for the ministry that I'm called to, God wants to save lives, right? God wants to win souls. It is not my burden to carry. I'm only a vessel, and I can release and let go no matter what, because I know God's heart is for these babies. And that's genuinely the simple invitation that we have here, to extend that message of hope that we experience. That's why we want to continue to really put the gospel, because the message of truth and the Bible is very much alive for us as vessels of the Lord's word, as it is for the people that we are trying to reach. But that's why we are here, right? That's why we are inviting people to join us in underwriting all this 4,500 ultrasounds to help us save babies, to help us reach moms. And everyone can extend that hope that we have. Everyone can overflow the ministries or the blessing that God has us out of gratitude for what he has done. And if you're listening and you want to take part in that, $28 helps provide an avenue of that hope for a woman so she could hear her baby's heartbeat, so she could hear the message of the gospel. Or $140, it provides 5 free ultrasound sessions. Again, just a window of hope so she can see her baby, hear the message of the gospel. And maybe you're blessed and you want to underwrite an entire day of life to provide 200 ultrasound scans, rescue 200 babies, $5,000 helps make a huge difference in the pregnancy movement space. Or if the Lord has blessed you, you could place brand new ultrasound machines for $15,000 and help clinics just multiply their efforts in the work of saving lives. And you could call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or visit afr.net.
Well, you know, you can call in at 877-616-2396. And Roxy, it's so refreshing to hear you talk about the simplicity, though, of your faith, because I think that's God's mercy towards us. It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. There's not, 1,400 steps that you have to go through. Yes, there are complex things that we have to work through, and working out our faith, with fear and trembling, as the scripture tells us, that's so difficult. But ultimately, it does just come down to the love of God, how much he loves us. He loves us. And I think about the verse that, he who loved us, the God who loved us, he who did not spare his own son, but willingly gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with those, graciously give us all things? He can meet us in any situation that just seems impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. And actually, that's something that my son tells me every night before we go to bed. I'll tell him, how much I love him, and it's impossible. And I'll say, that's impossible for you to love me more than I love you. And he'll say, with God, nothing is impossible. And it's just a simple reminder that with God, nothing is impossible. And, Roxy, I think another thing that we think about in that space, I'm going to ask her about just living in a world where we seem to have lost the ability to have civil discourse. And especially with social media, people are so passionate about what they believe, and we have lost any filter. And there is just such heated argument in both space, and it can be really difficult. I can tell you, as someone who is at the intersection of that and a lot of environments and a lot of spaces and a lot of policy forums that I'm in, it's really disheartening to me, honestly, to hear the rhetoric and just the vitriol and the ugliness that goes on in those spaces. And I really believe that God has called us to speak truth in love, to speak truth with kindness. I think kindness, you know, I think about the scripture that it says God's kindness that leads us to repentance. It is his favor that is our desire. And that's the lyrics of a song that was one of my favorites that I put on repeat. But I think about there is definitely value in speaking truth with kindness. So Roxy, how do you deal with these environments where you're advocating, but yet the rhetoric and the language is so, so heated, even to the point of violence?
Yeah, I think my answers may be simple, but it doesn't matter. I see life through the lens of the simplicity of the gospel. They're lost. I can't expect them to act any differently, right? They don't know the truth. They don't have the power of conviction because they don't have the Holy Spirit. I am compelled by love because of what Jesus has done for me and the mercy that's been given to me. I am very, and you know, how do you balance that? I don't compromise on God's word. I just don't. Like, I believe in life. I believe in marriage. I believe in the sanctity of marriage, that there's male and female. I believe in the truth of God's word and so unapologetic. But I also really believe that people will know when you're just simply talking to argue or because you really do desire what's good for them in eternity. And the job is on us to live a very good life that like bears witness to who Jesus is. And Jesus did that. He was bold with truth and yet so ferocious in his love. And I have never yet just been in front of a woman who's seeking for an abortion, just ended up in an argument. In fact, most of these women are traumatized. They really need to experience the love of Jesus. And you know what? That love, that grace, that kindness, it builds the bridge that I could actually witness to them, speak life to them, tell them truth. When they understand, look, I am not telling you these things because I'm judging you. I'm not telling you all these things because I just want to demean you. I'm telling you all these things because I love you. And they know the difference, right? But again, we're back to that. That's how we work ministry, as an overflow of grace. Why do we provide ultrasounds? Because we want her to know. Just think about it. We want her to know that God's love is generous and it is abundant. We care enough. You don't have to pay for these services. We will offer it for free just because we mean business. There's no agenda here. There's no conflict interest. I'm not giving you a service where I benefit. This is like an offering. It's like the practical when you take part in this invitation, right, of sponsoring an ultrasound scan for $28. You're providing like just a potent witness of that love to her.
It's well, and it is. It's love. The action, yes. And that I believe that being pro-life is about that love in action, that we extend God's love by supporting individuals who are facing a situation of pregnancy they're not sure about, working with those families to provide safe and nurturing environments, promoting holistic care for people of all ages. And Roxy, I believe that requires a compassionate approach that deeply personalizes policies by honoring the people impacted by them. And whether we're talking to people who are not Christians or whether we're talking to people who are and we're having disagreement, it's just, to me, it's insufficient to simply oppose abortion, though advocacy for life in that most fragile state is essential. We have to have life, we have to put our love into action and support life-affirming alternatives, support adoption, support maternal support programs, community resources that empower parents and have a worldview that recognizes each life as a gift from God. I think we have a commitment to nurture and protect life from the first moments to the last with the same love that God has shown to us, and affirm that every life is beautiful, every life is valuable, every life is worth protecting. And that's our calling. It's a profound way to live out our faith in every moment of human life. If you'd like to sponsor an ultrasound, you can call in at 877-616-2396 or go to afr.net. You can help us sponsor 4,500 free ultrasounds for women. I know this is a tough topic, but I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you, no matter what age or stage of life you're in, no matter what you're facing. Know that God has got this and God has got you. And you may not know what 2025 holds, but we know who holds it. And I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you in that. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.